I've all been waiting for. Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Is it this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity.
To another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast on the Public Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, which can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday night between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And tonight we're going to have a special guest tonight, Lloyd Brumbaugh from Ohio, going to join us in the next few moments, and we're going to discuss some important scriptural truths, I guess some hidden scriptural books of scripture, actually, that I think you'll enjoy, Lloyd, tonight very much if you have a open heart, if you're a free thinker like myself, and I'm sure many others here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have to get outside the box, and we're going to talk a little bit about the issues that we brought forth on this broadcast about the Nephite record and how it is indeed the stick of Joseph found in Ezekiel, and the Bible is the stick of...
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
I think you'd all be blessed by reading a lot of his information, and he even offers to send them out to you for free. And what a kind man he is, Lloyd Brumbaugh. You can write to him at Truth Seekers. Get your pen and paper ready here. Write to him at Truth Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio. Two word, Ludlow Falls, Ohio 45339. Again, that's True Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio 45339. And with that, I'll bring on our special guest, Lloyd Brumbaugh from Ohio. Welcome, Lloyd, and glad we're out here. We have you on the broadcast tonight.
Well, hello, Zach. I'm glad to be here, and I want to say hello to all your listeners out there tonight. I hope that I have something that might be of interest to somebody. So what do you think, Zach?
Well, I believe so. I mean, you are definitely a deep researcher, free thinker, and a scholar with all the stuff that I've read from your works. I've been really blessed to read a lot of your work, and I just want to share you with our listeners tonight because I think they would be blessed. I think some of the information today that you get in the church world is many times misinformation, but I think a lot of it's done with sincere heart. Many people are sincerely seeking truth, and we do have to have the rethinking mindset. I'm sure you concur.
Yes, that's right, Zach. I think some of the churches are feeding the people milk, and they need the meat, and I would think some of those people sitting in those pews every Sunday morning would be starving to death by now, and I think a lot of them are, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've known you. I know we've been in conferences together, you know, where you spoke and I've spoken before in Michigan and, of course, in Missouri where I met you initially a few years back. It's been at least 5 years ago now. And you really, you know, had a tremendous amount of information, a lot of publication that you put out. And what has propelled you? I guess I know it's the Father Yahweh, but what was really the biggest impact in your life to make you start seeing how the Nephite record, what many call the Book of Mormon, and by the way, folks, we're not promoting that any church, that includes the Mormon church. Just we believe in the scriptures, the Bible, as well as the Nephite record as the two sticks, and I'm sure Lloyd would concur. But just read the book, and you'll be all right, and let the Spirit of Yahweh lead you and guide you. But Lloyd, go ahead and answer that question. What would begin to propel you? I know Yahweh's Spirit was leading you.
Well, I can try to do that, Zach. First of all, I'd like to say I wish I could have an introduction from all your listeners, but I don't know who all's out there listening in. But anyway, I wish I could have a one-on-one with each and every one of you. But let me introduce myself to you. I am Lloyd Broombaugh, and I will soon be 70 years old. I'm a lifelong free thinker. In my earlier years, I was very much agnostic, and I just am simply a seeker of truth. And I have come to believe that the Book of Mormon is not a fraud. And, of course, the only other alternative is that it is what it claims to be, and that's awesome, my friends. That is awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go right ahead and take your liberty, my friend.
Well, let me just tell you very candidly and frankly some of the reasons why I believe the Book of Mormon is true. Number one, there are a number of Hebrew artifacts in America that came from somewhere. And I'm kind of talking in the dark here because I guess I really don't know whether all you people listening in, how many of you have an understanding of what the Book of Mormon claims to be. Maybe I should talk about that just a moment. The Book of Mormon claims to be a history of a family of Israelites who left Jerusalem around 600 B.C. and came to America, and they brought with them some of the scriptures of the Old Testament, which they had up to that point in time, and they were worshipers of Yahweh, the God of the Bible, and they continued the religion of Yahweh here on the American continent, and so you see that would be consistent with the finding of some Hebrew artifacts here in America. For example, in Las Lunas, New Mexico, there's a Ten Commandment stone that was found on an Indian reservation. Some of you may have heard of the Bat Creek stone in Tennessee, which has Hebrew characters on it. There's another find was in Burroughs Cave in Illinois. In Newark, Ohio, the state that I live in, there was some stones found, one with the Ten Commandments on it. Davenport, Iowa, there's a stone found. Now, you know, any one of these taken as an individual, people can try to say, well, it's a fraud or it's this or it's that. But, you know, when you sum up the total of the evidence begins to mount that this is something that has to be explained.
True.
A second reason is I would really
I just would urge everyone, if you really want to know what the truth is, just read the Book of Mormon. For no other reason, so that you can be familiar with the issues that we're talking about. Read the book, and then ask yourself, could a young farm boy, 17 years old, 18, 19, could he really have concocted this whole thing?
It's impossible.
Is that possible? Is it? You know, can you say it's utterly impossible? Perhaps not, but just read it for yourself and ask yourself that question. Try as they may, anti-Mormon writers have written many, many books from the beginning all the way, and they're still writing them today. And, you know, in my opinion, they have really failed to give a credible, plausible explanation of the origin of that book. And my friends, that is something, you know, I'm not suggesting that anybody should be gullible or naive or anything. All I'm saying is let's stop ignoring the book and let's take an honest and candid look at it, because the truth is the truth regardless of what we believe. And if we're seeking for truth, we need to dig and try to find answers. Another piece of evidence, you know, the Book of Mormon, as I said, it's a history of this Israelite family from the tribe of Joseph who came to America, and they brought with them the Hebrew scriptures that they had up to that point in time, which would have included the writings of the prophet Isaiah. Now, when Isaiah was first written, of course, there was one copy of it, but it has been copied and copied and copied. And now it shows up at various places. It shows up in the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example. We have our common King James Bible. It has Isaiah in it. And because of this story I've told you, it also appears in the Book of Mormon. Now, of course, anti-Mormon critics, they would say, oh, ha-ha, well, Joseph Smith, when he wrote the Book of Mormon, he just copied from the Book of Isaiah out of his King James Bible, and that's how it got in the book. Well, is that true or isn't it? I would like to read to you just one short verse out of Isaiah in chapter 2 and verse 16. It says, and upon all the ships of Tarshish and upon all pleasant palaces. Now, in the Book of Mormon, where that section of Isaiah was copied, we have some words in there that don't appear in the King James Bible. If you look in 2 Nephi chapter 12 and verse 16, we find these words, and upon all the ships of the sea. My friends, where did those words come from? If you believe that Joseph Smith was copying from the King James Bible, are you going to try to say, well, he just added that in there to try to hide the fact that he was copying? Or, you know, what do you have to say about that? Well, lo and behold, those words did come from someplace, and we find them in the Septuagint. Now, you know, there's always explanations for all these things. There's probably nothing that I've given you so far that you could consider to be a 100% hard evidence. But these are all bits and pieces of evidence that all add up to the point that I'm making is stop ignoring the book if you have been doing so, and read it. Please read the book. That's what I would say.
That's right. And not promoting any particular church at all. In fact, the covenant, New Covenant was for the Hebrews, and that was the kindred tribe, tongue, and nation, and the Son said he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't even come for a church system. He came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which we are if we seek the Father's face. We'll be right back. You're tuned to Prepare the Breach. I'm Zach Daniel with Lloyd Brumbaugh. Stay tuned. We've got much more to come on the broadcast.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN, Public Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Dan of Repair the Breach with our special guest, Lloyd Brombaugh from Ludlow Falls, Ohio. And we're talking about the Nephite Record, most commonly known today as the Book of Mormon. Originally, it was known as the Nephite Record, and of course, the Mormon Church, of course, tampered with it or created a religion out of it, which really was not the intended purpose. But it was actually a work that the father did. It couldn't have come, as Lloyd mentioned, brilliantly earlier, it couldn't have come from a 17, 18, or 19 year old man on his own volition or his own concoction. It had to come from divine design, fulfilling Isaiah 29 and also Ezekiel 36 on the two sticks. Would you agree with that, Lloyd?
Yes. Also, in Isaiah 29, you mentioned that. That's right.
Yeah, and so how would you share this with people? Because I know it really breaks the mold, and it's probably shocking a lot of believers tonight. You know, here we are talking about the name of Yahweh on this broadcast and how it is the only name to call upon for salvation, and that is always going to be the truth, but how that there are more books of Scripture besides just the 66 books that we've come commonly known to know as just the Bible.
Yes, you mentioned the name of Yahweh, Zach. Let me say for your listeners out there, if any of you, probably many of you have heard of that name and you may be familiar with it, but if there's anyone who has not heard of the name Yahweh, I have a little track here that you really need to have. You can write in to Zach at his program here, or you can write to me directly at the address, the Truth Seekers address he gave you, and I'll be happy to send it to you. It's something that you need to be aware of if you're not already. Also, Zach, you mentioned before the break, we're not out here to promote a church, and I didn't really make that point earlier, and I want to concur with that. So, friends, I want you to understand, I'm not here to try to sell you a church of any kind. I really am not. I don't have a church to sell you, quite frankly. I'm a seeker of truth, and I want to say this. Out there in the audience tonight, there's probably some LDS church members listening in. I don't know, but I don't know how large an audience we have, but it's likely that we do have some. I just want to say to you, I have a piece of evidence in support of the Book of Mormon that you probably are not even aware of, and I would like to share it with you. It involves a doctrine that is in the Book of Mormon itself, which Joseph Smith was not aware of, which Joseph Smith did not understand. Therefore, it becomes pretty difficult to say that he wrote the book. Let me tell you what it is. It involves the question of deity. It involves the subject of the Trinity. The Book of Mormon, as does the Bible, teaches that there is only one God. I would like first, before I talk about this in the Book of Mormon, I want to read to you just a couple of verses from the Bible, if I may, to show you what I'm talking about. I want to read to you from Deuteronomy 4:35, that you might know that Yahweh, He is God. There is no other besides Him. And Deuteronomy 6:4, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God is one Yahweh. Isaiah 43:10-11, Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. Now, friends, the Book of Mormon teaches us that there truly is only one God. There's not three, there's not two, or maybe one and a half. There really is only one. The Book of Mormon teaches the doctrine known as oneness or modalism. It teaches that the one and only Creator, Yahweh Himself, came and presented His own self in a physical body as the New Testament Messiah. If any of you have never heard that before, it might sound shocking or strange, but if you study that subject thoroughly, you will understand that there is a problem with any other point of view you might want to take. But my point here is, the Book of Mormon teaches that. Now, whether you believe that doctrine is ridiculous or true or untrue or whatever you believe, here's my point. That doctrine could not have been written into the Book of Mormon by accident. Whoever wrote the Book of Mormon had to understand this doctrine of oneness. And I say that because that concept is written throughout the pages of the Book of Mormon in many places. Now, how could that be except the person who wrote the book understood it? We have historical evidence. Joseph Smith did not understand or teach oneness. The early Mormon church did not understand or teach oneness.
Hold that thought with Lloyd Brumbaugh. I'm Zach Daniel. I'm in Repair the Breach on RBN. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Lloyd Brumbaugh.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel with Lloyd Brumbaugh, our special guest here. We're talking about the Nephite Record, what many call today, more commonly, the Book of Mormon. Again, not promoting any church, any religion, so to speak. It's organized and incorporated or any other type of false teaching. Now, many would try to say, Zach, this is really coming off the wall here. Why are you coming out front with this? Well, I've been talking about the Nephite Record for the last year and a half, 2 years since we've been doing this broadcast, and I'm convinced after reading it through and through. And I used to be a stone thrower of the book for many years, too, as a former Christian pastor. But as I begin to research it out and prove it out and pray it through, it does indeed fulfill Isaiah 29 as well as Ezekiel 36. And when Scripture says there's other books of Scripture out there, then we need to listen to what the Spirit of the Father says. Because as many people say, well, there's only 66 books and that's all there is, and that there's some faulty thinking behind that. Wouldn't you agree with that, Lloyd?
Well, yes, it's kind of strange that we humans would tell the Creator that he doesn't dare to speak anymore. He spoke in times past, and he did what it took to give us the Bible. But now that we have the Bible, we don't want any more. You know, we've got all we need. We don't want any more.
Yeah, and they can read more about that. I think in 2 Nephi 29, I think it talks about that, 27, 28, and 29, those chapters, I believe.
You're exactly right. That's exactly what it says. I can't emphasize this enough. If there's anybody out there listening who really wants to know the truth about this subject, let's do the easy part. Let's just read the book to start with. Then you'll be in a better position to draw conclusions about what you might think about it. Also, I would add this. Those of you who might already be convinced the book is true, it's not enough just to attend a church that professes to believe the book. That's not enough. You need to read and study the book and believe what the book says. Also, I would say this to Native Americans who may be listening in. You probably already know that the Book of Mormon is for you. It's a book that has much to say about your people. If you happen to not already know that, please write to me and I will send you some things. But I would just like to say that if there's any Native American believers of the Book of Mormon out there, I would very, very much like to be in touch with you. Please write to me. I need to be in touch with you and share some things.
Indeed. And in fact, that address where you can reach Lloyd is at Truth Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio, 45339. Again, that's Truth Seekers. You can write to Lloyd Brumbaugh, Truth Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, is spelled L-U-D-L-O-W. Falls, Ohio, 45339. And Lloyd, why don't you share a little bit about some of the revelation that the fathers begin to show you, if you feel led to do that. If not, let me know. We'll go on to something else about in the Book of Mormon, the Nephite record. It does talk about that in the latter days more revelation would come forth, and obviously that would be without, obviously, Joseph Smith.
The Book of Mormon itself has some information about what we can expect in the future, but let me say this, Zach. I guess I would rather not go there right at this point. People who already are reading the Book of Mormon can get that for themselves. People who have not read the Book of Mormon yet, I would say that's a little bit too much at this point. Take it one step at a time. That would be my thought on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So go ahead and, whatever the Father leads you, what do you feel is more pertinent to share with people right now? Because I know this is probably blowing some people's minds right now.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. Zach, you told them that they can write in for some of my publications. If I may, let me just briefly give you a list of some of the things that I have to offer. And
sure,
any of you listening in, if you're interested in any of these things or you think you might be, please write to me. Everything I do is published is free. I feel this way. Error is worthless, but truth is priceless. So if what I have to give out is error, it's worthless, and I have no reason to charge for it. On the other hand, if it's truth, there's no price that could be enough to pay for it. Therefore, I don't charge anything for any of my publications. Here's some of the titles. If there happens to be any atheists or agnostics out there, here's a little simple, no-nonsense tract titled, Is There a God? Another one is titled, Is the Bible Inspired? The third one is titled, The Creator Knows You by Name. Do you know Him by name? The Perpetual Seventh-Day Sabbath. Do you obey the Torah? The Place Which Yahweh Shall Choose. Was Jesus an Enlightened Teacher? Why Celebrate Christmas? Two are too many gods. Who is Elohim? A concept of oneness. Some oneness prophecies. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Genesis 1:26, let us make man. The Book of Mormon teaches oneness. Altering the text of the Book of Mormon. 3 days and three nights in the tomb. Missing person, where is Yahshua? Translating the Book of Mormon, a critical look at Moroni 10:4, Feast of Trumpets, September 22nd, 1827,
the sacred name in the Book of Mormon, and a study of the marred servant of 3 Nephi 21:10. So that's quite a list. Surely there's something in there that would be of interest to most all of you, so please write to me and I'll send you the pack free of charge.
Absolutely. Lloyd Brumbaugh is with us here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. And absolutely incredible information in some of those tracks. And Lloyd and I, you know, we've known each other for a few years, and we're good enough friends to agree on a lot of issues. We do disagree on certain issues, but our main focus here tonight in this broadcast is that we are wholeheartedly in agreement with the Nephite record being scripture and indeed fulfilling texts in Isaiah 29 and also Ezekiel 36 about the two sticks, as well as the true Almighty Messiah, Yahweh, coming in the flesh. That is, I think, one of the most critical issues or doctrines that we all must come to understanding, that there isn't two or three or a pagan trinity. It is just a true oneness of the Almighty Messiah who is invisible, now becoming visible as the Messiah. And he never changed his name. And I know you and I are really strong in our beliefs on that we strongly concur with each other on that.
Yes, that is very important, and I just don't know what else to say, but I would love to hear from any of you. And do you have call-ins, if anybody out
there
has?
Yeah, we have a caller. Dylan in Texas, welcome to Repair the Breach broadcast. You're on with Lloyd Brumbaugh. And
hallelujah, Yahweh, brothers.
Praise Yahweh, brother. How you doing? Got a question for my guest, Lloyd, tonight?
Yes, Mr. Lloyd Brumbaugh. How do you spell Brumbaugh?
Brumbaugh. Yes, my friend, my spelling of my name is Brumbaugh.
Okay, G-H on the internet. Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, I will be writing you. Zechariah was talking about the so-called Book of Mormon, the Nephite record,
yep.
About a year ago, and it was very coinciding with just previous to me hearing him talk about it. I had read the first book of Nephi, which is the first book in the so-called Book of Mormon.
Yes, it is.
And shortly, you know, I'd been under the influence of this crazy lunatic Zechariah for at least a year prior to that, you know.
Well,
so.
Good for you. You've survived this long. Maybe you make it another year.
And I had, prior to reading 1 Nephi, the first book of so-called Book of Mormon, my wife and I were traveling. We'd spend a night in a hotel, and along with Gideon's Bible, there just happened to be the Book of Mormon. And I said, oh, well, that's a controversial book of scripture or not that I don't have in my library. So I, you know, brought it home, and before I read it, some young college women knocked on our door one day and wanted to talk to me about things. And after a while, they admitted they were from Church of Mormon. And then I mentioned, oh, well, I have the Book of Mormon. They said, oh, well, you should read it. You should read it.
Yeah.
And then I heard Zach talking about it. And First Nephi, I'll testify that I believe it to be in line with Torah. You know, that's my opinion.
Yes.
And I have one question about First Nephi for either of you.
Okay.
I guess I'll direct it at the guest.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the Book of Mormon.
Chapter and verse, please.
There's a little that they're telling you what's coming up. What do you call that? It's not part of the text.
Right. The introduction to the chapters.
And they talk about they take the daughters of Ishmael to wife. I'm just curious. That's obviously an Israelite by the name of Ishmael, right?
Yeah, that Ishmael there would be a family or a man who lived in Jerusalem around 600 BC. Yes, that. And there's no mention of that particular Ishmael in our Bible.
I'll mention one last thing that the hero Nephi, is it, or is it his son Lehi?
Now, Lehi is the father, then Nephi is the son that carries on the work.
Okay, so the son takes him across the sea, right?
The father and several sons and their the whole family, they all came across to America in the boat. Nephi was the more the one that was more interested in his the truth of what was going on here. He's one of the main writers in the early part of the book. And this Nephi was Lehi's son, yes.
The whole story, the first book of Nephi, is it's very much like an epic akin to the story of Noah or Moses, Moshe, you know. Thank you, brothers, and I will be writing you, Mr. Brumbaugh.
A quick question again. Your name again, please?
My name is Dylan. I live here in Austin, Texas, and I in the past have been a frequent caller to Zachariah's show.
Okay, it sounds like you are a Torah observant person, are you?
Yes, and I believe in the lunar Sabbath based upon the first new moon day, full moon day.
Okay. Well, just for your information, just a little over a month ago, I attended a Feast of Tabernacles with some Book of Mormon believers in Missouri. So, you know, we're not alone. There are some others out there, too.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Dylan, for the call, my friend. Call again. And with that, it's indeed a refreshing to hear callers, you know, being open to this. I know there's going to be, you know, people object because they haven't read the book. And I used to object, too, before reading the book. And when you read the Nephi record, what many call the Book of Mormon, it doesn't make you, quote-unquote, a Mormon. Just like just when you read the Bible, it doesn't make you a Christian or a Jew, if you will. You believe the book, it's true, and you don't have to go to their services. And all the other books, for that matter, I guess the Salt Lake City denomination promotes. I wouldn't even really go there, Lloyd. Would you agree with that?
Well, no, I'm not a member of the LDS Church in Utah, and I don't suggest that anyone else should be, because if you seriously
absolutely
read the book, you will find some problems with that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Well, again, like I mentioned before the break, the Messiah came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In fact, the word church wasn't even the first English Bible, and the covenant was to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and that they became literally mixed with the nations. Ephraim, Hosea 7:8 says Ephraim has mixed himself with the nations, red, yellow, black, and white, and brown. He's calling for the coat of many colors, which was Joseph's coat, representing all the nations, and the Nephite record gives us more information, more clarity, and gives us some information that was taken out of the Bible.
You know, there's something else, Zach, I'd like to say to your listeners. Another additional reason why we should take the Book of Mormon seriously today, because it gives a prophecy. It gives prophecies for our future. The Book of Mormon has much to do with patriotic Americans here in the last 200 years here on this American soil. We're facing some difficult times. There's enemies to our Constitution and to our American freedoms that we've enjoyed for a long time, and many people are becoming disturbed about that. The Book of Mormon has some very profound things to say about that subject, and it's a beacon to lead us on into the future. So
indeed,
that's, you know, I could say so much about that, but I don't know who all is in my audience or just what, you know, what their level of understanding is, so I'll just leave it at that for now.
I would say RBN listeners are probably on the cutting edge of the most informative audience, I think, that you can find, Lloyd, and indeed, and one of the most patriotic, I might add, to use that word. In 1 Nephi 13, I think, really detailed clearly how this land was indeed a land of freedom and how most of our ancestors came to this land.
Yes.
I would say, too, if there's any other listeners out there that has any questions at all, don't be bashful about calling in. I'd love to talk to each and every one of you, anybody that has anything to say.
And if you want to talk to Lloyd right now, you can call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'd be glad to take your questions or comments, even if you disagree or agree. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments. Either way. And anyhow, Lloyd, we got about maybe 10 minutes or so. We got one more break for the final segment to come up on us. What do you think you feel to share maybe with, you mentioned earlier about the Native Americans, how it's one purpose of the book was it is to let the Native American know that they are indeed of the house of Yosef. And there was other portions of meanings as well for it.
Yes, that's right. And something you said a moment ago, if there's anybody that disagrees, I especially like to hear with people that disagree with me because that gives me a chance perhaps to learn something new.
So yeah, absolutely.
I don't take disagreements personally. I'm a seeker of truth and I just take everything in stride. So lay it on me and I'll hear what you got to say.
Absolutely. 800-313-9443 if you want to join this discussion after the break here for the final segment. I'm Zach Daniel with Lloyd Brumbaugh here on RBN. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we're back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast for our final segment here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. is the website for RBN, and also you can reach me at Zach Daniel with two K's, no S for Daniel, one word, Zach Daniel at yahoo.com, and And Lloyd, would you have an email? Would you like to give that out to our listeners as well?
Yes, if anybody wants to write to me by email, that address would be truthseekers, all one word, with an underscore, and then Ohio, at yahoo.com.
And if you want to contact Lloyd, please do so. And also you can write to him for free literature, many publications. In fact, you probably got, what, 30, 40, 50 different writs that you've written up, or maybe even more.
Yes, Zach. Besides the tracts that I listed off a while ago, I have larger articles on other subjects. And if anyone wants to write in, I'll send you a sample pack and a little list of other items that I have. If anybody does not have a Book of Mormon, write to me. I will send you one. And most important of all, if anyone has any serious questions, write to me personally. I promise I will respond to you on a one-to-one basis. And if you ask me something I don't know, I will be honest enough to tell you I don't know. I'll just give you the best information I have, and I would love to hear from you.
You know what I find fascinating about the Nephite Record, more commonly known as the Book of Mormon, is that it is labeled a false doctrine by the majority of believers in the Messiah and the New Testament believers. But yet, at the same time, its purpose is to confound false doctrine, and yet, when you study it out, it really does indeed just that. It confounds false doctrine. It has to come by the Creator. There's no other explanation.
Yeah, it's an awesome book. Zach, it certainly is.
We got one last caller from Michigan, Travis. Hey. Welcome to the Republic Broadcasting Hi. Network Repair of the Breach. How you doing, Travis?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Good. I've been listening to your broadcast for a little while, and I kind of disagree with you on the. I agree with you on the how you pronounce the Creator's first part of His first name, but I think that. That W should be a V, and his name should be pronounced Yahweh instead of Yahweh.
Well, thank you for that.
W sound in the Hebrew
alphabet. I've heard that before, and I...
Okay, Travis, well, I appreciate you calling in. Do you have a question for our guests at all by chance tonight?
No, not at this time.
Okay, well, in fact, we were up in Eaton Rapids. How far are you from Eaton Rapids?
Eaton Rapids? Well, I'm in Pontiac, Michigan.
Okay.
Eaton Rapids quite a ways away, but I've been studying from the from a restoration of the Sacred Name Bible,
right,
and that's where I'm getting my information from, and also from the Hebrew alphabet, and that Vav is a letter that which is kind of sacred. They say it also stands for the number 7, which stands for completeness. But I just wanted to just pass that along. Because
well, I want to say this.
The tetragram. Yes, go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to say was, if you look at Psalms 119, it'll have the 16th letter, and it'll have W-A-W. Many times it's replaced with the Vav, as you mentioned. But the Vav was in the ancient Paleo, the first Hebrew language, as the W, or the Vav. The Vav came forth later. It was more of a Yiddish or more of a Germanic French influence with a letter V, because they couldn't pronounce the W. And so I know what translation you're looking at, and I do have a copy of that. I think it's out of Texas, if I remember right. And I do have a copy of that. But I do respect your thoughts, and I think, you know, we can all share our views. I think we all need to bring that out. And we only have about a minute left. I'd like to turn that over to my guest, Lloyd, your final comments or so on this broadcast. And we're glad to have you on tonight, by the way.
Yeah, well, our friend from Michigan, let me say... I don't really have any desire to argue about that, or I don't even say that you're wrong or I'm right. I think the important thing is to know who the one is that we are worshiping, and that he is truly only one, and that we obey him. And if we don't quite, for whatever reason, we don't quite agree on how to pronounce his name, let's don't let